You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author, Constance Arnold, delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia, with just a little touch of Southern flavor. I know you love that. And I'm so excited that you have joined me today from all over the world. And I believe that the Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive that download, you know, that one solution, that insight, that answer to your prayer that you've been searching for. Well, how are you doing today? It is simply an amazing, but every day is amazing, right? It is simply an amazing, beautiful, sunny day here in the ATL, and I am doing well. I am teaching today. People have been emailing me and said, Constance, we want you to teach more. So, you know, the Bible says, ask and ye shall receive. So today I'm going to be teaching on codependency, how codependency impacts your relationships, what it is, how it impacts your money, and your manifestations. Wow, I can't wait to hear what the Spirit has to say through me. So I'm going to tell you a quick story once I get started, but I'm having a free webinar on Saturday, May. I had to think, is it May or June? It's still May. May 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you're going to have an opportunity to ask me any questions around codependency, around your money and codependency, and around manifestation. And I'm going to allow a couple of you to be in the hot seat. I'm going to ask everybody to do video on that day, you know, so that I can see you. The Zoom link is on my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I'm going to be teaching more in depth and answering your questions. Let's see, visit my website, fulfillingyourpurpose.com. There, I want you to take a look at some of my coaching testimonies. You know, I'm teaching in part one of the show, but I got a powerful testimony for you, OMG, in part two of the show from a doctor, Dr. Michelle Jones Singer. It's very interesting. She's been an MD for 25 years. And so while you're on my website, check out my coaching clients and let's do a discovery call. Email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and we'll talk and see if we are a vibrational match. And then lastly, thank you so much for your donation. I had a person who sent in a large donation this week, and she said, Constance, just thank you for your work. Thank you for everything you do, how much you give, how you prepare for the show, the great caliber of guests that you have on the show. And so you can make your donation on my website, or you can cash at me at $Constance Arnold. Well, here we go, everybody. Oh, and lastly, make sure you take a look at the Law of Attraction magazine. Dr. Joe Vitale is on the cover this month. And if you have not listened or watched my video on YouTube and on Instagram of me interviewing Dr. Vitale, you must do so. Or you can just listen to the podcast. We talked about beliefs, miracles, and manifestation. It was so good. So speaking of social media, you guys need to follow me on Clubhouse. So that means that if you're listening to this prior to 5 p.m. on Sunday, I'm going to be going live on Clubhouse. So you find me on Clubhouse and follow me, or you could follow me on Instagram. I am Law of Attraction Constance on social, on Twitter, I'm LOA Constance, and on Facebook, Coach with Constance. Okay, everybody, here we go. So codependency, so many people have not heard about it. So as a therapist, I have been teaching other therapists for almost 20 years how to conduct a codependency support group. So what is codependency? Because we're talking about codependency and this impact on your manifestation, your money, and your relationships. So just to break it all the way down, you guys know that I am a professional counselor, and I don't believe you have to be in counseling forever. I believe that God can really heal you quickly. But I do believe that so many people are trying to manifest on top of stuff. And that's why many times things are not happening. You are body, soul, and spirit. So your soul is your will, your mind, your imaginations, your past experiences, your subconscious mind. All of that is your soul. So when you're in the process of receiving, of manifesting, of creating your reality, it has to go through your soul. So that means that if your soul is wounded, if your soul is just so full of other stuff, wounds, hurt, what else, post-traumatic stress disorder, anger, unforgiveness, there is no space for that manifestation to move through there. So somebody asked me, can you define codependency? And I'm just going to break it down. Codependency behavior would be just learned behaviors, learn identities, and learn ways and behaviors of dealing and responding in life and with people. I know that's very general, but I'm going to break it down. So I'm going to talk about just some general characteristics of codependent behavior, and I want to see if you can identify with them. So I got some questions for you first. Do you neglect your own needs while you are attending to the needs of others? Raise your hand. Are you overly responsible for the needs of others while ignoring your own? What about, do you avoid confrontation? Can you relate to holding in your feelings and stuff you want to share because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings? At work, do you take on more work, or do you do more work in your organization than anybody else, but you don't say anything and you're not paying for it? Do you need other people's validation to feel great and good about who you are? Do you think that other people's feelings are more and opinions are more important than yours? So these are just some questions that I want you to see if you can identify with. So I'm going to give you some characteristics and some examples. We're going to start with relationships first, then money, then manifestation. So most people who are codependent, and that's 99.99% of us, really comes from dysfunctional backgrounds. We're not here to blame your mama, blame your daddy. We're not even here to judge yourself or anybody else. We are observing and looking at our behavior, and we're shifting and changing it. So these are just some characteristics. I can relate to all of these. And these are all things that I had to learn how to work through. Usually a codependent has feelings of low self-esteem, and really judge themselves harshly without a lot of compassion because they really didn't get the love and nurturance that they needed. Codependency or codependent behavior sometimes choose love relationships with emotionally unavailable people, with addictive personalities. An addictive personality doesn't mean drugs. It could just be somebody who always loses a job. They are less attracted to healthy, caring people. Codependent behavior might be, are you super responsible or super irresponsible? That means that you're going to solve everybody's problems. You're going to fix everybody and enable everybody while ignoring your own. What about, do you have difficulty in close relationships? Can anybody identify with anything that I've said so far? So, some other characteristics of codependency. Oh boy, here's a big one. I did this. They are extremely loyal in relationships, even though the other person has shown disrespect. You know, I had a client who was in a marriage relationship and she knew that her husband had been cheating on her, but and he was verbally abusive. And I always say verbal abuse to me is the same as physical abuse, because anytime someone is critical of you and puts you down consistently, that's abusive to me. But she remained loyal to that. Why? Because of her self-esteem and because as a little girl, because whatever happens in our childhood that we don't shift and change that was negative stays with us in adulthood. Because as a little girl, her dad left. And so what happens in a lot of people is what we call fear of abandonment. So when you have fear of abandonment, you tend to stay in relationships longer, even though loyalty is not deserved. This is another characteristic. Are you really afraid to express your feelings, your beliefs, and your opinions? Because you don't really want to upset the other person. And I just want to tell you, you can't upset or make anybody mad. People choose to respond to you according to their own nature. All right, so are you the kind of codependent who believe that you can fix people, change people, enable people, and you know you always over in somebody else's business? Oh, well, I'm talking to somebody out there. All right. So are you a caretaker? That means that you abandon your own soul and you're not even in touch with stuff that's going on in your own life to help somebody else. I always say it would be like if you had a house and then your next door neighbor, you would go and mow their lawn, but you wouldn't do your own. I got to take some water behind that. Everybody sees that? So are you overly responsible for other people's feelings? That means you got something you want to say. You might be angry or upset about something, but constant, I just can't say it because it might hurt their feelings. So you just hold everything in. Do you put other people's needs and wants before your own? Oh my goodness, I think I'm stepping on somebody's toes. Do you feel like you are the victim or the martyr? You're always giving. Poor me. Constance, I'm always giving. I'm always the one that plans the family reunion. I'm there for everybody, but nobody is there for me. This is a big one. Do you always need to be in control? And a great example of that would be if you had a really a chaotic childhood. Maybe there was no certainty in your childhood. There might have been alcoholism, abuse. It just, maybe you guys live from home to home. When you grow up, you want to make sure you control your life and you controlling everybody else's life also. So can you kind of see how codependency, you know, you're looking for approval and acceptance from the outside. And the example of that would be, it would be like when you're on a plane, they say, put your own mask on first and then that of your child. But a lot of times what we do is we put the other person's mask on, or we try to fix, change, and enable them, and then we put our own mask on. And so we're looking for love, validation, and acceptance outside of ourselves. Many codependent people are approval seekers and pleasers. Can anybody raise your hand on that one? So, you know, I had a client, you know, some decades ago, and she was looking for love. She wanted a man to validate her, tell her how pretty she was, how special she was. And there's nothing wrong with that. We all need that. But ultimately, your validation has to come where? From the inside. And I remember when I first realized that a man couldn't make me happy, that a man could just add more to me. And I already needed to be in the state of happiness. And he adds more to me. All right. So another characteristic of codependence, and anybody relating to this, is having an overdeveloped sense of responsibility for others. I'm going to talk about money later on. I talked about being terrified of abandonment. Dr. Bernice King and I did a workshop together many years ago. That's Dr. Martin Luther King's daughter. And we talked about healing the father wound. And what we talked about was many times when the dad is not in the home, and Dr. Bernice was saying, even though Dr. King was there, he was always traveling and he was assassinated away from home. So what happened in many of our lives is we have that fear of abandonment. And you know when you have it, because you would do almost anything. You will spend almost any amount of money to not lose that relationship. All right. And then the last one I'm going to talk about in the relationship is that you have difficulty trusting others, and really you have difficulty with intimate relationships. And I tell people the word intimacy means into me see. It's not just sex, but it's really you opening up and surrendering to this person that you're in a relationship with and just being really open. But if your mom wasn't there for you, or if your dad said, I'm going to be at your game, I'm going to do this for you, and maybe you didn't see your dad for 2 and 3 years, how can you trust in a relationship? I always say that relationships are not built on love. They are built on trust. So you're not trusting, you're not feeling. That's because in your soul, you still have these codependent characteristics. And these codependent characteristics are really stories and belief systems that dictate your behavior. Everybody still with me? Somebody need to be saying hallelujah. Thank you, Constance, because I can really identify with a lot of those. I mean, the first time I really looked at all of my codependent behavior, I just like, OMG. I was just like, oh, Lord. But you need to be saying hallelujah. Thank you, God, because you can change behavior. So let's talk about money. So we're talking about money. And we're talking about manifestations and relationships. So we know that in codependency, not having boundaries, the inability to say no, the inability to stop enabling, to stop trying to fix and care for. When you enable, what you're saying is you are allowing that person to continue their same behavior. You're tolerating the same behavior. I said, you are not anybody's savior. I need to stop right there. You are not anybody's savior. You cannot save anybody. Stop trying to rescue and enable people. So we're talking about money now, codependency and your money. So this is what happens if you're codependent with money. Are you always bailing people out of trouble financially? Are you helping folk to pay their rent? Maybe if they're in jail, 3 or 4 times you get them out of jail every time. That is an example of codependent behavior with money. This is a good one. Might need to put your seatbelt on. Are you allowing and taking care of grown folk? That might mean siblings, your grown children, to live rent-free. You're paying their insurance, their car note. You're taking care of your brother who keeps coming back and forth, and they not paying you any money. That is codependent in your finances. I know of a situation where this woman had allowed, people had taken over her home, her brother, her grown children, and nobody was working in the house but her. But she did not want to upset anybody. She came to me for counseling. She did not want to upset anybody by setting boundaries with them, by saying to them, okay, everybody got 30 days. You're going to get a job and you're going to make a contribution to this household because I am no longer enabling and taking care of grown folk. But because she was codependent financially, she didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But when you do not allow yourself to share and express your feelings, what happens is anger, resentment, and bitterness builds up. And boy, when you do share, you just explode everywhere. Another example is we're talking about money and codependency. In a relationship, if you married, I knew of a situation where the wife had been paying all of the bills for years and the husband wanted to go off and explore his musical career. There's nothing wrong with that, but it had been decades since he had a steady income and she was carrying the weight of that relationship. And so really when a woman has to do that, over time, it really puts her in masculine energy. And so when her husband wanted to have intimacy with her, she just wasn't feeling it because in her heart of hearts, she was afraid, did not know how to set boundaries with that person. But she was resentful and did not respect him because what was she doing? She was walking in that codependent characteristics of being overly responsible and enabling someone to continually to walk in that irresponsible behavior. We're talking about codependency and money. What about giving excessive, expensive gifts, trying to earn love? I know so many people that have done that. Well, I'm going to buy her this. I know one man, he said, Constance, I do everything for this woman. He bought her gifts and he was trying to earn love. That's another characteristic, earn love. And guess what? Because that woman was unhappy and wounded on the inside, nothing he could do outside could make her happy. So a characteristic is spending excessive money, etc. Already talked about jumping all over in other folks' business and trying to fix them financially and just spending extra money, not able to say no. I cannot do that. No, I will not do that. Because remember, whatever you tolerate, you keep enabling. And then remember, I said, you're not anybody's savior. I know of a marriage situation where one partner was not working and the wife would just go out. He did have a big job, just lots of money, and then he was downsized. But girlfriend would just go out and just spend, she would go to Saks, and then she would go to Dealers, and then she would go to Neiman Marcus and just spend money. But because he felt so guilty because he was not working, he did not set boundaries with her. So can all of y'all see just the power of how this codependent behavior really impacts you financially? And so what about in the area of manifestation? So we've talked about, and I'm going to talk about how you can really get some help in this area. I believe that codependent behavior is just a major issue in people really receiving their manifestation. It has a lot to do with self-image, worthiness, feeling worthy, to have love, because we grew up in what I call family systems. Family systems really dictate, or at least dysfunctional family systems dictate, just all kinds of things like judging how you look, poor self-esteem, not able to share your feelings, not feeling great about who you are, a lot of secrets. Did I say judging? If I did, I'm going to say it again, being a perfectionist. But when you are moving into a healed soul, you know, that particular vibration really includes direct communication where you can say no to people. I say, if you can't say no in a relationship, any relationship should be able to take a no. A characteristic of a healthy soul or a healthy relationship would be you're open. You don't have a lot of secrets. You own your feelings. You're not in denial. You feel worthy just because of who you are. It's not based on your performance. You have spontaneity and joy, etc. And so if you are codependent and you live in that vibration, one of the main characteristics is that you have low self-esteem. You don't feel great about yourself. And so if you are trying to use the law of attraction and you don't feel worthy and you don't feel great about yourself, how is manifestation going to come through that particular vibration? Or if you habitually feel unlovable and you feel like love has to be earned, how can you attract love? And so that's why it is so important, everybody. You know, I realize the reason that I'm doing this teaching is because one of my former clients on Instagram had said, well, when I was coaching with Ms. Constance, she had me to go to a codependent support group, and I didn't even know what codependency was, and now a year later, I'm healing. That's what really prompted me to teach you on it. You know, so many people don't know about it. Did you know that if you go on any cruise, that they are going to have a AANA and a codependent meeting or a 12-step meeting on every cruise? Now, they may not call it that. I think they call it a Bill meeting. I think the guy who established 12-step was named Bill. Everybody see that? So how can you begin to heal your soul? I'm going to say, number one, I'm going to strongly suggest that all of you get some kind of counseling or coaching. If not with me, someone. Secondly, I'm going to ask you to go online and find a support group around codependency, inner healing, etc. So this is what people give me. Constance, I don't want to focus in on anything negative. Well, if you know me, you know that I don't believe in living in the past. But I'm going to say to you, if you don't deal with your stuff is going to deal with you, hinder, slow down, and stop your manifestations. And so when you go online and you're looking for the support group, and as I said, I'm going to give you a free support group, a webinar on Saturday the 22nd, where you can ask me questions, and I'm going to share more in depth about codependency. It's a big deal, everybody, because it really blocks, hinders, and slows down our manifestation. And so a lot of people are wondering, I'm believing for my soulmate, but if in your soul, if in your core, if in your subconscious, you believe I'm not lovable, I have low self-esteem, who I am is not enough, I'm not worthy, how can genuine love really come to you? And you know, that's why as a coach, I just made a hardcore decision. I am not going to coach people and take their money without dealing with their stuff first, because people are feeling frustrated. Why isn't working for me? But I believe that as you begin to heal your soul, manifestation will come quicker, because it's your core beliefs. It's your limiting beliefs. Codependent behavior says, I can't say yes. It says, I don't know how to set boundaries. It says, I have to fix, enable, and help everybody. It says, I've got to stay in this relationship because if I don't, something is better than nothing. It says, who I am is not enough. So it's hardwired belief systems that can be changed. And what a support group does is a support group, you get the same group of people. And this is what I say, really search until you find a support group that works for you. Let me take some water. Until you find a support group that works for you. I don't necessarily love groups that just everybody is sharing all of the time their problems. Now, that is a part of a support group, but I think that you need to find a support group where there's teaching on certain topics and where there is a certain time. There needs to be a time for people to share, connect, get a sense of community, and really sharing what's been happening in their life. But attached to that has to be some solid teaching around how to, because there's something very mystical and miraculous and magical about a support group. It can be an inner healing group around relationship. It can be a healing your childhood, any kind of group, or just a coda group. But I'm really encouraging you, because I see it all of the time, it impacts your manifestation. Everybody who wants to be a baller, I want to be a boss constant, but then their self-image does not align with that. And so what happens is that they really self-sabotage everything that they're trying to do. And so everybody knows that this is the process that I went through. And everybody who coaches with me, people are resistant initially. Even my celebs, they go to support groups or share groups. But of course, they have to go in under an anonymous name. You don't have to talk. You don't have to share. I had one lady, I remember she came to a group that I was doing. That woman said in that group, they're normally small groups, but since everything is virtual now, I understand that, you know, you could go in, you don't have to, you can do audio only. And that woman came to my group. She didn't say anything for 3 months. And I said to myself, man, what is she doing? What was she doing? She was nurturing her soul. She was changing. She was shifting. She was trusting, learning to trust, because many people, the group many times is the first collective group, excuse me, that they can trust. I've been talking all day, everybody. And so I hope that this has helped you, because I really felt led of the Spirit to really share with you, because it is the healing of your soul. It is the healing of your self-esteem. It is the healing of your worthiness. It is the healing of your identity. That's what I wanted to say. It is the healing of your identity and who you are and how great you are. And so if you're tired of struggling with anger, sadness, or fear of abandonment, if you know that there have been some difficult experiences that have left you feeling handicapped, and you know that you're tired of all of this stuff, you know, you got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. If you know that there's more in you, but it's just been held down, I always use the example of debris. Like I said, I've been out for 3 hours. I've been talking on this panel, you know, around healing people's soul, you know, before I did the show today. And so I told them, I said, I got to have some voice for my show. But, you know, what they said was that people after the pandemic are feeling very limited. A lot of stuff has really come up for them. And they asked me, what would I say? And I'm going to say to you, the best gift that you could give yourself would be to heal your soul. The best way of expressing self-love would be for you to compassionately and gently begin to make a really solid decision on the inside that this no longer works for me. This codependency, enabling, fixing, focusing in on everybody else, putting myself last, staying in relationships longer than I should, even in business. I didn't have time to talk on that, but even in business, you know, if you don't feel great and worthy about yourself, you know, you would take on extra work and not get paid for it. I remember interviewing 20 something years ago, maybe 30, I was interviewing for a counselor's position, and they really needed a somebody with my credentials, master's level certifications, etc. And because my self-image at that time, or who I was, or my identity was so low, I think I asked for something like $25,000. I can't remember the exact amount. They said, okay. But guess what? I could have gotten 40 or 50, but my self-image and self-concept at the time and my value and my worth because of my codependency and my unhealed soul just took anything. Aren't you tired of just taking anything and just settling for less? So why not take the limits off of your life by healing your wounded soul? And one way you could do that is through coaching with me, or counseling with somebody. You know, I'm going to counsel you first and then coach you, and by putting yourself in a support group. You know, I would listen to this over and over again. I'm going to strongly suggest that you go on the internet and just start researching codependency in relationships and codependency in money. Nobody does it alone. They asked me in the group meeting today where I was speaking for 3 hours. They asked me, which one would I suggest? I suggest both counseling and coaching, but it's something very mystical, magical, miraculous, where people can come together in a safe environment and really share how they feel without being judged. It's just something about that. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed. This is very powerful. I made it through. Like I said, I've been talking for 3 hours straight. This is the fourth hour, but I'm glad that I was able to share with you. So if you're interested in coaching with me, just email me for a discovery call, Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. We're going to go to these quick commercials, and then you're going to hear the powerful testimony of a powerful woman. So I want you to stay tuned. God bless you. So I'll be right back after these quick commercials. So stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and really excited about my guest. You know, it's something for me to teach. And that was a powerful teaching indeed, if I must say so myself, and I will. But it's another thing when you hear it from somebody else, and we have a powerhouse woman here today, Dr. Michelle Jones Singer. She's an MD. I'm gonna let her tell you who she is, but she's been in medicine for how long, Michelle? Dr. Michelle?
Over
25 years. And what is your title?
Michelle Jones Singer, MD.
But you are a cosmetic, that's what I'm talking
about. I am a cosmetic gynecologist. I specialize also in women's health and women's sexual health.
Wow, don't she sound smart, everybody? And she is. And I have been her coach for many years, and I wanted her to come on and just share her story, because Dr. Michelle, a lot of times when people see, oh, she's an MD, you know, all MDs are rich, they're famous, they got this, they got that, they got plenty of money, they don't have any problems or issues. And I just wanted you to come on and share your powerful testimony for women and for people, just about what has it been like to coach with me. And I'm going to let you take it from there. Go ahead.
Well, I've been coaching with you, as you know, since December 2010. That's a long time.
Yeah. Only you would remember the specific date, but go ahead.
Well, I remember because when we first met, you sent me a form that needed to be filled out. It was a long form, but it asked so many things about my past and my childhood and my family and relationships with my parents and relationships. And I filled them out. So I remember when I was filling it out, just having to dig deep and to just see what answers do I want? I realized that this had something to do with everything else that I was going through, but to have someone directly ask me, that was real hard. I realized that you were a therapist, a certified therapist. I knew that you were a dream coach. I knew your credentials. Of course, I looked them up.
Of course you did.
But so I knew that there would be some digging to do, but to actually have the digging, it was startling to me, but I answered everything honestly. As you always say, I was just real raw. And it developed from there.
Yeah. And when you came to me, you were going through a divorce.
And I was going through a divorce. Yes. Yes.
Which was, it wasn't a easy divorce either. Divorces are never easy.
It was never easy. Just handling it emotionally was the difficult part. But we carried through, and you carried me through, and it was wonderful. But when we first started meeting together, I was having problems with trusting God and trusting about and trusting about, you know, just financially everything, because I had just started a brand new practice and there was anxiety there. And you started me off on some simple affirmations, baby steps, as you always say. You had me do Florence Scovel Shin. That's a baby step. And you had me meditate on that. Maybe one or two. You so don't try to do it all. You figure out what fits good for you. And baby step, baby step, baby step. You were continually giving me reading assignments, YouTube assignments, things that would stimulate my mind. And anything you would tell me to do, I would do it probably as soon as you hung up the phone.
No doubt, no doubt. And you know, thank you for taking me back to that, because I do remember now that we started with your money and your trust issues and your God issues and all of that. And y'all, Dr. Michelle is so smart. You know, if I hang up the phone and say, I want you to read this book, by the end of the day, that book is gone. You know, she's finished what I ask her to do. She's very diligent. She would have to be, you know, in her work experience. But we worked through that. We worked through her divorce. And I even coached one of her sons. Remember that?
Yes, indeed.
I coached one of your sons.
And I, in the very beginning, you said you asked me to talk with you every week. And so that's why, you know, as being this type A personality, I would finish that book before the next week. So we would start off week, and then you let me do 2 weeks, and then we did once a month when I started to feel comfortable, when you felt like, and I felt like, I can handle this. But you were always an email away, always an email away. If I have an issue, even now, you will respond to that email, which you always have.
Thank you. So, and we moved on progressively, and then we, you know, I helped you with your business. Talk about that aspect of coaching, because you're something else in business, Dr. Michelle. That's all I can say. You've been in private practice for how long?
Over 25 years. I haven't even counted them out. I went into my own practice, you know, when we talked. I was always solo, but I always would change. When I changed into being a cosmetic gynecologist, that was a big step after I had been trained and everything. And you were there to help guide me along.
Yeah. And one thing that you always say, so as we progressed, Dr. Michelle, I call her Michelle, but I want to honor her on the air. Dr. Michelle, as smart as she is, she wanted to delve more deeply into God, into spirituality, even though she has all of this success and everything that you probably could imagine. Her soul was thirsty for more of God. Expound on that, Michelle.
Yes, I've raised in the church, always served the Lord, you know, always worship church every Sunday as much as I could. Mm-hmm. My husband, certainly we supported that. But I wanted to know more, and I questioned more about what else is out there, not else other from God, but God is rich and, and omnipotent and omnipresent. And I wanted to understand about that. I wanted to understand the power of my. Going to the universe. You made an example. Well, say I said apple. Okay, I say apple, you think about an apple. But if you say apple, if I personally say it, I'm in this apple zone. Also, Pete Adams helped me.
He's going to love that.
He really did. When I heard his journey, how he would go to the beach or the water, and he'd have his meditations, and Pete Adams really helped me. His testimony, his book helped. It was really good, but you know how I dig all into everything. And you wouldn't just do, you would choose just like your guest from all over, Caroline Leaf.
I love her.
You know, because neuroscience and that sort of thing. Those are big things. things for me. Those are things that I needed to understand because I am a searcher. And you just kind of understood that and searched that. Yeah. You helped me search that.
So does any one thing or one area come to your mind where you feel like you've really grown, shifted, and or changed? I know so many. Does any one particular incident or area come to your mind, Dr. Michelle?
This was really recent, and maybe because it was really recent and within the last year, you told me that I needed to do more video. You told me I need to do Instagram. You suggested that I give of myself more to Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want to be on video. I'll write it down, but I don't want to. But you, again, allow baby steps, baby steps. And I stumbled. Some weren't received well. Others now they're always received because you gave me that encouragement to continue. And that you practiced what you preached, mm-hmm. what encouraged me to stand in front of the, sit in front of the camera, give my little ring light. And
I'm sitting in front of my ring light right now. Okay, thank God for ring lights. Okay.
Uh-huh. To do it right. And so you practice what you preach. And I really, really, really emulate what you do and how you put it out there.
Well, you know, you don't know this, but the first part of the show, I'm talking about how I'm telling all of my clients to go on TikTok. Now I'm on all the social media platforms, but when my social media person said, Miss Constance, you need to go on TikTok. I'm like, I am not going on TikTok and dancing. And then the spirit just hit me, say, hold up. That's a core belief. Right. And so here I am telling my clients, and then I had to shift and change my core belief. And here you go. You've been on TikTok for 2 weeks just sharing sage wisdom for women. And I told Dr. Michelle, I said, just share who you are and the wisdom, the sage wisdom, the nuggets that you have. And she's been on TikTok for 2 weeks and has how many people following behind you?
2 weeks, I went from 2 to 32,000 in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I share what I know women want to know. Mm-hmm. You know, women are so uninformed about some of the most basic things that seem to me, but they're not basic. And I just put it out there. I put my personality out there.
You got a personality.
Well received.
And that's a great example of whatever I ask her to do, she does it. I knew she didn't want to get in front of the camera. I'm like, why don't you want to get in front of the camera? What is it in you? What is your belief? So we went through all of that and just look at her now. I would say you're living a happy, peaceful, got a wonderful husband. Dr. Michelle is just intuitive, receiving downloads from the spirit. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. But that certainly has been because you've coached me. I know I did the work. I'm certain that I did the work. Mm-hmm. But you coached me. You gave me places to research and get information for. And to, you said one time to me about just murmur.
I said that. Okay.
Do you know what murmuring is? Yeah, I know what murmuring is.
Okay, we were talking about meditation. Mm-hmm. And what I said to mm-hmm. Dr. Michelle is the word meditate in the Bible means to murmur or to just in a very low voice, just speak out, you know, I am abundant and prosperous. So meditate is not just sitting in stillness, but it's actually murmuring. That was a powerful insight for you.
Yes, you told me that. And I remember the last time we coached, I said, Constance, my life has become a walking meditation now. Because it is something that I do. It's not something that I have to think about. Because I know it is up to me to accept that God is with me 24/7. Or that guidance, that power is with me. I always say, as you have said, come on, Mercy. Come on, Grace. You're with me every day. And that's what I live by.
I know you do. And it's so interesting because meditate, like you said, just means to just in a low voice, just speak all day long while you're driving, etc. Yes. So all y'all can see that whatever I ask Dr. Michelle to do, she does it. And when I first started coaching her, I felt a little intimidated. I'm like, she's an MD, but people have to know that everybody needs somebody and needs a coach. So
absolutely.
What would you say to people who've been thinking about coaching with me?
Why are you thinking? Why are you thinking about it? I would say, listen, you know while you're listening that you need some guidance. Constance is not going to tell you what to do. Constance is not going to judge you for sure. You just need that nudge. You mm-hmm. need that whisper. You need that whisper in your ear because you will hear Constance whisper in your ear. Constance thinks about you before she even talks with you. She
That's
has
true.
An outline about what she's going to talk to you about, what you said last time, how can she touch back on that to see your progress. Constance just is not a lazy coach.
Well, I appreciate that. I need to have you riding around with me, Michelle, as my marketing strategist or something. I appreciate that. Anything else you want to share with people? Tell people where you are, how they can find you on social media, because I want folks to follow you and to find you on TikTok and on Instagram, et cetera.
Instagram, I'm Cosmetic Surgery Indianapolis. On TikTok, I'm Michelle Jones Singer.
Oh, so happy for you, Michelle. So happy for, your children are grown and gone. You got
two
cute dogs. Is it two or three cute
Just
dogs?
Just one. I got one little big dog. One big dog.
He is big, y'all. He was in the room before we start recording. And so I just want to say to anybody, if you're interested in coaching with me, let's do a discovery call. And Michelle knows that, how can I say this? It's not about the money, it's about the match.
No.
It has to be a vibrational match. And I always pray, God, send me people who I have something on the inside of me to share with. So let's do a discovery call to see if we vibrate. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Dr. Michelle and I have tried to do this recording two or three years ago, right? It never worked out.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's the divine timing of God. Thank you so much, all of y'all. Follow her on her social media platforms. And Dr. Mashiach, thank you so much, everybody. As I say every week, get happy, stay happy, be happy, and see what happens. Enjoy your week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.